into these things that seem right. There is a way that seemeth right, but the Bible describes that way as a way of death. Now let's get into the Bible here as we go into Genesis 17:5. One of the points that I'd like to point out to you as we discuss Abraham was Hebrew and not Jewish. All of the seed of Abraham, all through Isaac, are Hebrews, not Jews. All of the seed of Isaac, that's the seed of Abraham, are Hebrews. Every Hebrew alive on earth today is a heir to all of the promises of Genesis 17:5. Now, let's discuss that just a little bit. Here in Genesis 14:13, the first biblical reference to a Hebrew is used to point to Abraham. Genesis 14:13. Abraham the Hebrew. Now, did that say Abraham the Jew? No. Abraham the Hebrew. Now, our Heavenly Father Yahweh changed Abram's name to Abraham. Genesis 17:5. His covenant promise was to Abraham, the son of promise, Isaac. Isaac's son, Jacob, whose name itself was changed to Israel. Genesis 32:28. Israel had 12 sons. The 12 sons of Israel unquestionably became the 12 tribes of the nation of Hebrews. One of Israel's sons, Joseph, is described as being a Hebrew in Genesis 39:14. And again in 41:19. Joseph refers to himself as a Hebrew from the land of the Hebrews, not a Jew from the land of the Jews. Why have we become so infatuated with the Jew? Why has he emerged alone as a Jew? Why does the world acknowledge the Jews as God's chosen people, when it's not true? Genesis 32:28, the promise of Israel, Jacob Israel, the Hebrew, not Jacob Israel the Jew. Why do people want to continue in error even after being told of their area? One of the things that you could look at again is in Genesis chapter 40, verse 15. His own brothers are referred to as Hebrews, including Judah. The midwives of the house of Jacob, tending to the children of Israel while in Egypt bondage, were known as Hebrews. Genesis 43:32. Now, in Exodus 1:15, the children of Israel are called Hebrews. The Israelite women giving birth also described by Moses. Miriam, the sister of Moses, is Hebrew. In Exodus 1:19, she calls these new mothers not Jews, but Hebrews. Even though Moses was of the tribe of Levi, Genesis 2:1-7. When Moses was grown, he became grieved to the point of murder when he saw an Egyptian attacking one of his Jewish brothers? No. But today everybody says, oh, that was one of the Jews that was being attacked by the Egyptians. Was not. He was attacked by the Egyptian, and he attacked the Hebrew brethren. Exodus 2:11. Moses gave repeated testimony of his relationship to the God of the Hebrews. Exodus 3:18. Forty years later, after God, Yahweh, had delivered the children of Israel from the Egyptian bondage, Moses gave the people commandments from Yahweh concerning the purchase of a Hebrew slave. Exodus 21:2. He reiterated after 40 years in the wilderness in Deuteronomy 15:12. Jeremiah confirmed this commandment during the times of a divided kingdom after the 10 tribes had been carried into Assyria or Assyrian captivity in Jeremiah 34:9. Jonah referred to himself in Jonah 1:9 as a Hebrew. Where do we now, everybody's a Jew. Where do we get that? What's going on? What's the reason for this? Almost you think it's deliberate deception. Now, get this. Let me make a statement here. See if you can follow what I say. All Jews are Hebrews. Let me repeat that. If there's any true Yahudian, we call Jews, all Jews are Hebrews, but not all Hebrews are Jews. Oh, you got that? All Jews are Hebrews, I don't even know where I can make that statement in true honesty. I think I can if everybody would believe that when you use the word Jew, synonymous, involved in identifying a people, like Judah, went down and married a Canaanite woman, so not really all Jews are Hebrews. Some Jews are blood related to Cain. Not all Hebrews are Jews. You follow me? Here's the great mystery of the elements of explanation. It's hard. Get into the Bible and teach a deceived, seem right, people who have all accepted that the Jews are God's chosen people. And that the Christ himself was a Jew. You know, we offer money on that one. Nobody's ever took it in the years that we have offered it to people. And we don't offer to be arrogant. We actually offer it in humility. And almost feel sorry for the masses of people who have been deceived by these folks that say that the Jews are God's chosen people. They're not. Not all Jews are Hebrews. Not all Hebrews are Jews. Now, I'd like to present this so that you could understand a great mystery that Yahweh has promised in a prophetic book of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38. I'm going to read to you from verse 8 through 14. Listen. After many days, thou shalt be visited. Who's going to be visited? Who's going to be visited from on high? After many days, somebody is going to get a visit. Is it the Jews? No. Not all Hebrews are Jews, I remind you again. In the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword. Now, everybody goes in their mind, well, that's the Jews going back to the homeland. The Jews have got a homeland. The nations of the earth carved out in the Middle East a homeland. Now we've got turmoil. But is this really describing that homeland? Let me see. That is brought back from the sword, gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, has always been waste, but is brought back forth from out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely in the land of unwalled visits. Unwalled villages. Are these all Jews? God is talking about God's chosen people, Jews? No. Talking about the Hebrews. All Hebrews have the covenant. Notice, this land is the land of unwalled villages that dwell safely, dwelling without walls, having neither bars nor gates. Israel is a little thorn lays in the Middle East in the sandbox, walls and villages and gate. But here Genesis or Ezekiel 38 doesn't describe in any way that these are God's people. That live in the Middle East. This is describing a great land that's gathered out of many people. Dwelling safely. Dwelling without walls. Dwelling without bars. Dwelling without gates. And the desolate places, look around here in Utah and places like that, Mexico or New Mexico. They are now inhabited. And upon the people are gathered out of which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land, silver and gold. Has Israel ever had any silver and gold and cattle and goods? Can cattle eat sand? Say, oh, they've got a different place over there now, Pastor Bunny. If it had not been for the wealth and the power and the determination of the United States given these people that were appointed the land that call themselves Jews. Remember, not all Hebrews are Jews. What about it? You want to go gold panning in Israel? Try your luck. You like to go get oil in Israel? Well, they people that believe that the Bible is going to support them finding great oil wealth. Cattle and goods. Dwelling without walls. Neither bars nor gates. Dwelling safely, not fearing any other nation. Little nation in the sandbox fears every nation around it. We've got to stay defensible. We can't accept this treaty. They're trying to work a treaty out right now. And it's leading up to the Third World War. That's what we're going to get into. The Third World War. Prophesied back even into the 1800s. The Palestinian issue. Israel going to be forced to sign a treaty. Is there anything in the Bible where Israel signs a treaty for 7 years? They're in the scriptures that during the tribulation of 7 years? No. But they'll teach it. The world will receive it. But here, after many days, thou shalt be visited. 1776. In the latter years. Prophetically, then by the authority of the Hebrew Bible to the Hebrew people, the lost sheep, the prerequisite for entering a prosperous, abundant nation, is for those people that would come after many days that they would be visited. Is there going to be an awakening prophetically in the last days where Yahweh are we going to function in the last days as Ezekiel 37 says? Verse 15, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Moreover, son, take one stick, write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companion, a remnant of all of the children of Israel that are mingled around the world. Look at the nation of England, the nation of Germany. The cell. Look at the Irish, look at all the stock in Western Europe. Look at the great, mighty down under nation of down under. Look at the masses of people in America. Behold, I will join them, Ephraim and Yehuda. Ephraim representing the 10 tribes that were scattered to this land, and after many days, Yahweh promised to visit that land. Folks, there has to come what we believe, a great awakening. It's going to happen. The one stick of Joseph, which is actually the hand of Ephraim, and the hand of Yehuda, what you would call Jews, they're going to become one stick. And then all Israel will inherit the promise. Now, where is Israel? Where is Joseph? Where is Ephraim? Where are the 10 scattered tribes that is forgotten? We only talk about one tribe, the tribe of the Jews. Not all Jews are Hebrews. Got to examine it. Abraham was a Hebrew and was not Jewish. Are there any promises for Abraham? Well, he's the one that got the promise. Well, what's the Jews doing with it? Something trickery. Tomfoolery. Tradition. Beware of the scribes and the Pharisees who later become those who say they are Jews and are not. They love the chief seat. They love the headship. They like to run the country. Going on today, Yahweh changed Jacob's name to Israel. The 12 sons of Israel became the 12 tribes of Israel, not the 12 tribes of the Jews. Now, if all Jews are Hebrews, but not all Hebrews are Jews, then what about all the Hebrews that are of the nation of Israel? Did Rebecca become the mother of billions of Hebrews? Where are they at? They're hidden somewhere on the earth. They live in a land of unwalled villages. They're powerful. They're prosperous. His promise is to flow through Isaac and Jacob, not Ishmael, not Esau, nor the sons of Abraham and Keturah, not the Gentiles, but go only to the lost sheep, rediscover my people, who will be blessed in the last day, and will deliver the kingdom, as Rebekah became the mother of billions. Promises of Yahweh concerning the land of Israel are given to Abraham, all of the descendants of each of the 12 tribes of Israel have the same right to possess the land called Israel, would we forget our identity? The Bible says that we would be moved out of the land for rebellion, never to return anymore to that land where all the Christians think that actually all of Abraham's seed is going to return there. Simply because they do not understand the wealth of the information that's available through study. You know, most of these natural descendants of Abraham through Isaac have been given a perpetual right to possess the land of Canaan. Where's the land of milk and honey at? Was it over there in that little sandbox? The sandbox could not hold one percentage point of those who say they're Jews and got a homeland and that they're all the Jews are going back to the homeland. It's impossible for that land there in the Middle East to be the land of milk and honey of billions of people that would become the blessing of the covenant supplied to Abraham through Yahweh. Ephraim and Manasseh unto this day are known as the sons of Abraham and Isaac. They're full blood heirs to the covenant of Abraham. Now remember that Abraham promised this blessing to be upon the sons of Isaac. And to this day, they are known as the rightful heirs of Isaac. Talk about Ephraim, Manasseh, and the other tribes of Hebrews, not Jews. See, we've got this, I know them that say they are Jews and are not, but they're liars. How are we going to turn people's minds after they've been fully indoctrinated to believe that the Jews are God's chosen people when the Bible itself says not all Jews are Jews? Not all Israel is Israel. There's going to be an awakened group in the last day that know their identity, that learn of their identity. Something magnificent, magnanimous has to happen to open the eyes to reveal the great covenant blessing to a people who were not his people, who knew not. They tried to give the blessing away to others who claim to be God's people. I know the blasphemy of them that say they're Jews and are not, but are liars, but are sons of Cain. Ephraim became a strong company of nations. Manasseh became a great people. So Great Britain and the United States, Ephraim and Manasseh, which is Israel, with the promise. Ephraim and Manasseh have fulfilled the promise as they have possessed the gateway of their enemy. A long-held secret, ladies and gentlemen, that all Hebrews are not Jews, but all Jews of righteous blood are Hebrews. It's time for Yahweh's calendar. We are in the end times. I read it to you in Ezekiel chapter 38. It says, in the end times, in the latter days, I will visit them. Something's going to awaken a great mass of sleeping Israel. None of them are going to be known as Jews. They're going to be fulfilling the prophecy of Ezekiel 37:15-22 of the stick that will reunite and bring the head in of one stick, Israel, that are not all Jews, but it's a fact that all Hebrews have the covenant promise, and he will not lose one. There shall come a deliverer out of Zion. Romans 11:25-26, that shall turn the people, open their eyes, they'll be revealed to them who they are. They will return to recognize the nation that we've tried to give away. We preferred other people in front of us instead of us. It'll be revealed through the will of our Creator, Yahweh. That America is a Hebrew nation. We have the most archaeological finds around the soil of America than anywhere else in the world that America belonged to the Hebrews. And the fulfillment of the prophecy of Ezekiel 37:38, when the two houses will be one stick that know their identity. How long have we been blind? How long have we sat in darkness? How long have we erred? We know that the tribes of all the prophets, Moses, Ezra, Nathan, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Zechariah, they were the priests that spoke and told us what would befall us in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, you can give up if you'd like. Because the house of Jacob, in reference to Jacob's time of trouble, and the reason why Jacob has this trouble, that Esau begged for a blessing, and Yahweh granted him a blessing, and he would have his heel on the very neck of Jacob, Israel, until we broke that yoke and we returned back to the covenant promise and recognized that Abraham was not a Jew, that the Jews are not exclusively God's chosen people, that we're going to return to Yahweh with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We're going to be launched from a new point of perspective. We're going to recognize who we are. Stick of Judah and the stick of Ephraim going to become one. One. How we're going to do that, Pastor Buddy? Because it's written. Because it's recorded. Because there's not enough devils in hell to prevent it. There is no prevention against these problems. In him or yea. And in him is amen. All Jews are Hebrews, but not all Hebrews are Jews. Beware of those that say they're Jews and are not. Open your Bible, read it. Who is pretending to be a Jew and are not? Who has convinced the world that the Jews are exclusively God's chosen people? They're living over there in that guarded sandbox with bars and gates and walls they're not safe. Compare that to the prophecy of Ezekiel 38. Not even close. People believe, well, they say in the last days them Jews are going back to their homeland, glory to God. That in those days, those who say they are Jews and are not are going to gather in a place where the world is going to give them a place, and they will call it Israel, they will call it the Jews, and it will deceive the very elect if possible. You know the time table. You know the prophetic events. If you know how to discern, if you know how to rightly divide, recognize that that little sandbox with gates and bars and walls and F-16 tanks, Humvees, 24/7 on patrol. The only nation in the world that don't have those walls and those sealed-up borders is America. If you don't believe it, go to the Mexican side and see if you can get through. Join the crowd. All Jews are Hebrews, yep. But not all Hebrews are Jews. Again, all Jews are Hebrews. But not all Hebrews are Jews. Well, if you don't talk like you're supposed to, Pastor Buddy, you're going to be branded an anti-Semitic. That's because that the world has been convinced that the Jews are God's chosen people, and two-thirds of them are lying. I know them that say they're Jews and are not. I know them that say they are not Hebrews, but are. See, that's the problem. We've lost out on who the Hebrews are, not who the Jews are. We've lost out on who the Hebrews are. We need to return to the old path. Say, well, I know that Paul was a Jew. Paul was a Benjamite. They all know that Christ was a Jew. Christ was from the house of Ephraim. I tell you who did come from the blood of the Jew, Judah. The offspring of Cain mixed into the seed of Yehuda. We've had this great division ripping or tearing. Israel became lost. Don't even know who we are. How are we going to overcome the world? We've got to have a testimony that will stand up and be scrutinized and still hold up to the eyes of those who read. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. That is brought back from the sword and gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel. They're going to go up and dwell without walls. Well, Israel's got a wall like you won't believe. They got tanks guarding every inch of their border. They want to keep people out. America is a land that you can just come on in. Sit right down and, baby, let the good times roll. We've got presidents sitting in the White House acting like they belong in the Red House. Doing hateful and discouraging things, encouraging those to come who do not love America, who want to destroy America. I know them that are Jews that say they're Jews and are not. Have you checked the genetic order lately? What's going on? This deception, which is now as strong as it's ever been, and right now we're being set up like loony birds to look toward the Middle East, God's Israel. God is going to come and deliver them. We need a war. We need to get rid of all those evil seeds of Abraham. They don't tell you that, but that's what the Arabs are. They're the seed of Abraham through his mother or through his wife. And he had several. But the promise belonged to Isaac the Hebrew, not Isaac the Jew. Christ, who ultimately gave the supreme sacrifice for our sins, was a Hebrew, not a Jew. I can offer anybody $10,000 to give us a scripture where he said he was a Jew. You say that. The preachers say that. The deceived say that. But the Bible doesn't say it. The Messiah doesn't say it. Pastor Buddy don't say it either. Peace. Israel's pathway to great prosperity and peace will be when the eyes of blind Israel are opened. But I'll not have you deceived concerning this, but the eyes of Israel have been blinded. What? Yeah, you don't know who you are. You're a blind man, Israel. You're like old blind Samson grinding the corn at the mill, the grist mill. How long have we had to grind to produce? How long have we been under captivity? Making the stone, making brick. Even all of our prosperous covenant promises. Surrender them over to Esau, Edom. There's going to come a time when we're going to break away from Esau, Edom, and be standing mountain of glory here in America, the land of Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh, the great Britain, the great nation of Britain. Those two nations alone have pushed their enemies to the end of the earth. Right now, we just don't know who we're pushing. Now, right now, we don't even know who we are, let alone who they are. And that's deception by a group of people that call themselves Jews and are not. Abraham was a Hebrew, not Jewish. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, not a one of them Jews, all of them Israelites, all of them Hebrews. Well, you know the devil don't love Pastor Buddy. You know why? Simply because in search for truth, truth has led us into strange bedfellows. For those who would want to come out of her, my people, would have to change their thinking. You know why? Because there's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. Turn away. Come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sin. Her sins have reached down and they come up before the nostrils of Almighty Yahweh. Ezekiel 38 and 39, that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. To a people that don't know who they are, dwelling in unwalled villages, they believe that chapter is telling us about the return of the Jew to the sandbox, that little piece of sand or a little sword, that little thorn in the side. Bible myth. You've always believed it because that's what you've always heard. Let people tell me that, well, Jesus said he was a Jew. I said, where did he say he was a Jew? Well, don't you believe he was? I say, no, I don't. Well, by heavens, I never heard such. Somebody's denying that Jesus was a Jew. I can't believe that my ears are hearing this. Everybody in the world believes it. Not everybody. There's still a remnant of those that can see, hear, taste, and feel, and still have a spiritual mind. Myth. False doctrine. The time of trouble. Jacob's trouble. What was it? Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. It says that that's the final battle between Jacob and Esau, Edom. Esau, Edom will destroy the world before he gives it back to Jacob. He hates Jacob, the Hebrew, because he's an Edomite claiming to be a Jew. And like I say, if you go back to Genesis 38, you're going to see some disturbing things there that Judah did with this Canaanite woman. I mean, he was quite taken by her. Thus opened up the ability of Esau through Cain and his offspring, his children, to put the heel of their boot into the neck of Jacob Israel. And I'm telling you, I preach this all the time. Very few people will hear it. Now, if you preach a good message on tradition, you ask them to bring their bunny rabbits and all those things, then the Christian world will they'll beat a path at your door. But if you tell them the truth, they hate the truth because there's no truth in them. They love a lie, and if they love a lie, they love Satan because he's the father of a lie, and he was a murderer from the very beginning. He's Cain and Cain's offspring. Well, I gotta get out here. My time is coming gone. You're listening to Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. Write me tonight. Post Office Box 568. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater. Sweetwater, Tennessee. 37874. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. Who was Abraham? Why, he was a Jew. They got all the Jews coming out of Egypt. Remember, I said it before, and I'll say it again. Not all Jews are Hebrews. Not all Jews are Hebrews. What are we gonna do about this, Pastor Benny? Well, we gotta believe the truth. We gotta turn from our wicked ways. We gotta repent and quit believing the serpent's lie, because we're the head and not the tail. Write me. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and by Brother Paul. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Brother Bud and Brother Ed, also down in Mississippi. These boys pitch in and help sponsor Pastor Buddy. We're glad to have you aboard tonight with us. May Yahweh richly bless you. You can hear us Sunday night around the world on WWCR 5070 or 4840 now with the new channels. 4840 on WWCR. I'll be there Sunday night live with you. Yahweh bless you. Until then, go to our website. Not a great one. Brother Bob does a great job, keeps it all tuned up and humming along. It's a great website full of information concerning the article that I'm teaching from. Is on the website. Posted there several years ago. And we invite you to get the rest of the story. not all Jews are Hebrews. Remember that. There's a lying faction that would deceive the whole world. The whole world is going to be deceived. It lies in iniquity. It's going to be deceived. The Bible prophetically says so. Are you one of those victims? Are you one that believes that the Jews are God's chosen people? Or do you believe that Abraham was a Hebrew instead of a Jew? Do you believe that Isaac was a Hebrew instead of a Jew? Do you believe that Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, that he was a Hebrew, not a Jew? You cannot convict someone of what they are not. You cannot make one that is not someone that is. Not everything that says, Lord, Lord, is going to go in. He's coming back in flaming fire. Oh, sweet Jesus. No. Coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance. That day you'll get God loves everybody off your mind and get the truth. Better get away from this Catholic theology. This whoredom religion. This Babylonian whore that gets in the bed with anything as long as they can preach their lies. Tell you little stories. These pagan holidays and get you deceived. I'll see you Sunday night. Yahweh bless you. In the name of Yahweh, the Hebrew.